Hello, and welcome to the second I'm Doing Fine podcast. This is our second episode of Grand Valley State University's Counseling Center's podcast, and we're so happy that you're listening in today. Today, Alonda and I are going to be discussing finding community while at college, especially during that first semester of college when it can be extremely difficult. First things first, though, we do want to introduce ourselves. My name is Jody Jenkins, and I'm a sophomore here at Grand Valley. I'm a peer educator for the Counseling Center. And we talked a little bit more about what peer educators were, what we do, what that means to us in our first episode, which you can find on our Facebook page. And we're working on putting it in, on other platforms as well. So feel free to check that out. But it's my first year as a peer educator, and I'm going to be doing this podcast with my coworker Alonda.
Hi, I'm Alonda. I'm a junior here at Grand Valley. I'm also a first year peer educator, and I study psychology and sociology. But today, Jody and I wanted to talk about something I'm sure most college students are very familiar with, which is homesickness. I know for me personally, I was so excited about leaving my hometown and meeting new people and becoming more independent. And I would have never expected to feel as lonely as I did those first couple of weeks. It was just really hard on me, and I had just never been thinking about it, but I had to quickly learn how to adapt.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I was so excited to go into college, especially coming from a smaller town. I was so ready to leave, to get out, to meet new people who didn't know anything about me. But I think in all of that excitement, I sort of forgot about the difficulties that it would bring. So,
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I think I just forgot how long it would take to build such meaningful friendships that I had back home. And I had to find the opportunities to meet people who had my same interests. And that was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And I remember feeling like I was such an outsider when I got here.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar feeling. What ways, like, I know you use the word outsider. What do you mean, like, specifically by that?
Well, I was one of the very few Black people in all of Niemeyer, let alone the freshmen on my floor. Mm-hmm. And I also realized that I had to come out all over again to the new people that I would meet. So I would go to the LGBT center sometimes to study or to eat my lunch and try to meet new people. But even there, I felt left out a lot of the time. After going to one of the events they had, I realized that there was a club on campus though for people of color who were in the LGBT plus community. So once I joined Colors of Pride, that really helped me out with making more friends and getting myself to branch out, especially during quarantine over the summer. We kept having meetings just because we all became really close friends, and that was really nice to maintain that social network that I know a lot of people struggle to keep over that time.
Yeah, that's really cool. And like talking about social networks, I know the first like few weeks of like your orientation week and even the first week of classes while you move in here on campus, you meet so many different people, but even during that time when you're meeting all these new people, you can still kind of feel like you're on the outside. Yeah. I had an experience kind of similar to yours, Alonda. I also joined a group in the LGBT center. It was called First Year Queer Alliance, FQA, and it was the group that was just designed for students that where it was their first year on campus in the LGBT community. And I really enjoyed being in that group because like I got to be an active part of the LGBTQ community, which was something I never really had a chance to do before, especially in my own high school. But yeah, I definitely agree that it just takes so much time to build and maintain strong friendships with people. They don't happen automatically, which is really hard, especially if like you're coming from a smaller area and you've almost forgotten how to make those new friendships and you don't quite have those to like lean on yet.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That can really be so hard when you feel like you don't have people to turn to in such a difficult situation. And in those first few weeks or even months, what was something that you did to combat those feelings, or was there anything at all that helped you through that time?
Yeah, definitely getting more involved on campus was extremely helpful for me. So for example, I joined the running club here on campus, which I love doing. And it was fun because you didn't have to be a super fast runner, but it's how I met some of my best friends. In fact, I actually met my best friend there who is now my roommate. So I really enjoyed that last year, and so it's something I still participate in this year as well. Let's see, last year I also started working at the library here on campus, which I remember I was like really nervous for my first shift because I had barely even gone into the library as a user, yet alone someone who was supposed to be helping other users of the library. But it definitely boosted my own confidence, and I got the chance to meet other like older students here at Grand Valley, which was great. In terms of jobs here on campus, if you're trying to find a specific one, I know you can go to the Career Center, which is a great stepping stool for finding jobs. It's located in the Student Services Building, and it just helps you explore different job opportunities and also opportunities like within your area of study or major as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess for me, joining organizations, putting yourself out there are probably my own personal best tips for overcoming that feeling of loneliness or homesickness.
Mm-hmm. I really like everything you just said, but I know a lot of people are just worried that they won't have time to attend many events or even just your regular weekly club meetings on campus, and they're not sure what else they could do. I mean, I realized I really liked going to the events on campus, and after I made a few friends here, it was kind of hard for me to motivate myself to go to the events on my own, even when they sounded interesting to me. I felt like it was just going to remind me how lonely I felt, but once I started, I couldn't stop it. Ended up feeling so natural, and I made so many more friends, but like I said, I'm not sure if other people are like aware of the flexibility that exists with all of these club meetings.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to overextend yourself. That would just only add to your stress. But like you said about flexibility, I think lots of the groups and organizations on campus offer like flexible schedules in terms of like their meeting times or dates or their hours of commitment, because they know that college students are busy. And so it's really nice that you can hopefully, or you should be able to find a group that matches a time that you have available throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I think too, it's never a bad idea to like reach back out to an old friend or a family member or just someone in your life who you miss and check in with them. Give them a phone call, because in college, we're all told to be independent, but I don't think that doing any one of those things makes you less of an independent person. So in terms of flexibility, going back to that, for me at least, it was really important for my mental state and for my social life to have one other thing in my life besides school and work. And I found too that like college operates on such a different time schedule than any other time of my life. So those days where I didn't have a lot of class hours, or I had hours throughout the day where I was looking for something to do, being part of an organization was super helpful to me.
Mm-hmm. I really liked what you said about how wanting to find that community doesn't make you any less independent of a person, because it really is also, as you said, really important to be able to find those different interests and to be able to have something else, some kind of leisure time. And one way I found more opportunities to branch out was Student Life Night at the beginning of the year. And Grand Valley has so many different clubs that it was just really easy to walk through and become so interested in.
Yeah, Student Life Night was huge. I think, doesn't Grand Valley have like 400 plus clubs?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I believe so. Yeah. I just remember walking around and seeing so many things that I had never heard of or even thought of, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I got so excited. It's really nice to find new hobbies. And it was perfect since I was struggling so much and feeling like I had nothing to do and no one to hang out with. And I got to see all of these opportunities finally.
Yeah. Yeah. And like with what you said about feeling like you were struggling, I think those feelings, they don't just happen to one or two people. I mean, those feelings happen to a lot of first year students coming into college. Mm-hmm. And trying to find a community. I think it's super normal. In fact, when I told my own friends about the podcast that you and I were filming today, they were all like super quick to agree and to talk about times they felt the same thing. One of my best friends, in fact, said that her biggest worries about going to college, which was actually one of my biggest worries as well, was never really being able to find like her group of people. Mm-hmm. She actually told me recently that she considered not coming back to Grand Valley after her first semester, but then she decided to stick it out for a little bit longer. And I'm really glad she did. I know she also joined an organization here on campus to help, that really helped her and helped her find a community. She joined a religious group here, which Grand Valley offers a ton of various different religious groups. And she met some of her good friends there.
Yeah, I had a friend in a pretty similar situation. As you were saying, how I was like also telling my friends about how we were going to film the podcast, and a lot of them had different ideas about how they found community, because I feel like it really is just a very common situation that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, but this
particular friend I wanted to discuss, she was really worried about finding a new passion because she had played a couple sports in high school and was part of a lot of clubs, and she just really wanted to find something new in college.
Did she find a new sport that she liked?
She's actually really interested in the belly dance club, of all things. She was never a dancer in high school, but she thought it looked so fun that her and a couple people just decided to go to the first meeting just to see what it was about after she saw it at Campus Life Night, and she ended up loving it. She did it a couple nights a week and practiced all the time, and she's actually the president now, which is really nice. She really liked how positive the group is and how supportive everyone was of each other, so she just kept wanting to get more and more involved.
That's so cool. Did she teach you any belly dance moves?
Yeah, actually last year she got me and a couple of my friends to join the club last year. And then this year she wanted me to audition for the main group and I made it. So now every single week we practice belly dance together.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, one of my friends tried to convince me to join her club too, but it was the French club and I don't speak any French. So that really didn't work out.
I mean, yeah, just sometimes it doesn't work out, unfortunately. Sometimes, I don't know if you have ever done this, I would like to scroll through LakerLink and try to see if there's any new clubs that I could be interested in.
Yeah, if you go onto LakerLink, you can see like a ton of different ones, things that I didn't even know existed. But it's really cool too, because you can, if you just click on like one of the organizations listed there, it gives you an email and contact info, and so that's super helpful.
I also really like the Office of Student Life. They approve and organize all the events on campus, so when you go on their website they have lots of information about various ways to get involved. It's so helpful. But besides participating in clubs, there's also a lot of areas on campus you can go to meet new people and just make it even simpler when you want to find people in the same community as you. I know earlier we talked about how we like to go to the LGBT Center in Kirkhoff, and there's always information about different events they have in the center, but you know, there's definitely more. There's also the Women's Center.
Yeah, I've never actually been into the Women's Center. Like, I know that it's in Kirkhoff, and I walk through Kirkhoff quite a lot, but I've never gone in there. I've never like studied in there, and I've always like wanted to.
I actually study in there all the time. I find it really relaxing. I also really liked going to their Feminist Film Fridays that they had freshman year, and I would try to convince some of the girls on my floor to come with me. They had a lot of different events, but that one in particular, I remember just being really fun.
Yeah, I saw that advertised quite a lot last year, the Feminist Film Fridays, and I did always want to go. They seemed very fun. but in addition to the Women's Center, I think you were earlier telling me about how you've also participated in the Office of Multicultural Affairs.
Yeah, right. There's also the Office of Multicultural Affairs, which gives students of color a space where they can celebrate and express their culture and participate in heritage celebrations and take advantage of the different programs that they have. It's really nice.
So what kind of like more specific programs do they offer?
Just to name a few off the top of my head, there's the Black Male Scholars, and there's the Native Student Success Program, Laker Familia, Asian Student Achievement Program. There's lots of different ones, but just I'd be here all day.
Yeah, okay, because I knew that they have lots of different programming, but also something that I know that they do for sure is they host what's called Conversations of Color, which are just open conversations between students that go here about like race, cultural identity, what's going on in our world today, and like social justice.
Yeah, I really like those. I actually just recently participated in one over election week, because I'm sure you can imagine how stressful that time was. So yeah, it was really nice to get together and just try to process all of it.
Yeah, for sure. I know that the Counseling Center in general was also hosting student open discussions during election week, just because it was an extremely stressful week. It had like specific election process groups, which were really nice. But the center actually does lots of groups kind of like that same discussion type style, which is really cool.
Yeah, I really love how the UCC has so many different groups. And I know we talked about that a lot in our last podcast, but like just to discuss a few again. There's the circle of support for survivors of sexual assault, and there's a dull chat of alcoholics, and there's one for veterans. There's just so many different ones.
Yeah, I know that there's one on body image, which I think is really cool, and it falls into our category of skill building group,
right?
Which I know that the UCC has a ton of. So like those skill building group therapies offer students like more specific coping strategies for the hardships that they might be facing.
Yeah, there's also one called How to Worry Well, which gives a lot of information about self-help exercises for issues like anxiety or stress or depression, but you know, there's many. It's especially helpful for a time like this, obviously.
Yeah, and I mean, group therapy can sound kind of daunting at first, just because like you're not entirely sure if you want to go into a group of people you've never really met and start talking about your problems, but it's not exactly like that. And it can, not only can it benefit someone in the same way that individual therapy could, but also the counseling center here at Grand Valley just has so many types of group therapy available that the chances are you will be able to find a group that you feel comfortable with and that's best for you if you choose to attend one here at Grand Valley.
Yeah, they've definitely put in a lot of time and effort in trying to perfect that. But I also find it really beneficial because there's no limit to the amount of sessions that someone can attend. And I know there's, you know, the limits for the other ones, but it's just it's so helpful so that you can just keep going as much as you might need.
Right. Yeah, I also think that's super helpful. And I mean, from both of our experience, like working with the counseling center here, we know that we'd love to offer our services in terms of like individual therapy, if that's what's best for you, or group therapy to anyone in need of a community, like how we were discussing earlier, or anyone just in need of counseling here at Grand Valley.
Yeah, we want to let anyone struggling with loneliness or homesickness right now to know that Grand Valley has many different resources to help. We have a large variety of services that help Jody and I find community when we needed it most. We would love if our services are able to help you as well.
Yeah, and I mean, we'd also love if, like, even something as, like, small as listening to this podcast helped you. Alonda and I really enjoyed writing it and putting it together. So we just want to thank you for listening and hearing what we have to say about communities here on campus. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.